God, we look to you tonight. Above the singing, God, above the music, above the songs, let your name be lifted high, Jesus. Let your name be honored, God. And we commit all that we are to you, God, and everything that we do. And we reach towards you, Jesus.
Thank you. a surrendered spirit to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Wanting to know him more and telling him, have your way in me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is one of the greatest commitments that you can make to the Lord Jesus Christ is I surrender. I surrender to your will. I surrender to your word. I surrender to your way. Isn't that just what Jesus did in the Garden of Gethsemane? He surrendered his will to the Father. To the will of his Father. He said, not my will, but thy will be done. When we live and make a conscious effort every day to be surrendered to God, and maybe we don't do it that often, but maybe from this song and from hearing my voice elaborate on it, we can all use this example of what the songwriter is saying. I want to know you more. I want to know you more. I know in the first 10 years that I got saved, and I've been saved 41 years now, I used to say things like that to the Lord. I want to know you more. I want to know you more. There was nobody else here on earth that I desired to know more than Jesus. There was nobody else in my family, my friends, on my job, or in my community that I wanted to know them more. Like I wanted to know the Father God. Like I wanted to know the Holy Spirit. That song was picked by my daughter minister, Shawnee Kazris Banks, that's going to minister a word on surrender this evening. And I used to listen to that song years back. I knew I had it in my library for podcasts, and it's called I Surrender by Hillsong, if you ever want to know where it is or where you could find it on YouTube. But it's I Want to Know You More. Hallelujah. I want to know you more than I know my own child, my own grandchildren. There's nobody on this earth that I want to know more than the Lord, and you can never stop learning something about him. He's too big, he's too great, he's too vast to know all that we could get to know about him in 10 years, 15 years, 41 years. There's always something else that we can know more about him. And the Bible says, when you hunger and thirst after righteousness, you will be filled. And to me, that meant wanting to know Jesus more. That's how we can get to know his voice, letting him know that I want to do more than just read your word. I want to communicate with you. I want to know your voice. I want my spirit to receive every word that you can say to me in my hearing. The Bible says, he that has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. And I always wanted him to show me. I always wanted to hear him. And I learned in the first or second year that I got saved how to tune my hearing into the voice of Almighty God. And do you know how much he loves that? You know, we need to be sure that it's him. He knows when you're not sure, and you know when you're not sure. So you have to spend more time with him to become sure, to be perceptive, to know when he enters your room, to bow before him, to give him all honor and all the glory. And be careful to do it, because that's what keeps him close to us, to be near somebody that's always shunning them. who wants to be near somebody that doesn't want to be bothered with them. That's not how we do God to get him to come closer to us, and we want him to be closer. So I was blessed by hearing that song again. I want to know you more. Is there anybody here on earth that you could think of right now that you want to know more? Well, just think beyond that, that there's someone that created you, that had you in mind as he was nailed to the cross on Calvary. Had you in mind, your soul needed to be saved. He bled and died on Calvary for you and for me. So why shouldn't we want to know him more? It's an honor, and he loves it when we say, I want to know you more, Lord. And if you say it to him half the day, all the day, every day, once a day, twice a day, you can't say it enough to him. He's more important than your spouse, your children, any need that you have, because he knows all about it. And if there's anybody on earth that you want to know more, it's Jesus. We can read about him, but having a personal relationship with him and telling him, I want to know more. He knows more about you than you'll ever know in your lifetime. He knows more about you than your parents ever knew about you, than your siblings that you might have shared a bedroom with growing up. He knows more about you than anybody, than your teacher. They can do a background check on you, and God knows more about you than that. Hallelujah. So we give him all the praise, honor, and all the glory tonight. I'm Seer Evangelist Linda Cazares, and I'm so honored to bring you this broadcast this evening. I'm glad my daughter asked for this time, because if she hadn't, I'd be sitting doing something else. Something else in the Lord. I miss being on the job every day. I really do. I miss the kids in the classroom. But I have certainly been utilizing my time, spending more time reading the scriptures and spending more time in prayer before the Lord, because at 41 years walking with the Lord, I still want to know him more. And I surrender my will to him daily. He knows you better than anybody else. The things that you don't want anybody to know about you, he knows about you. And it's okay. Huh? They could throw that stuff in your face, but Jesus would never do it, because it's okay with him, because he knows exactly who you are, and he loves you just like you are. Unconditional love, which we are supposed to have one for another. You know, the Holy Spirit in us, when we ask Christ to come into our lives, and the Holy Spirit comes in when we repent of our sin and give our lives to Christ, he makes it easier for us to get closer to God. He prompts us. He leads us. He guides us into all truths. So if there's anyone listening now that has dialed in, or listening by way of streaming, or will listen later at another time and date, broadcast live, and you do not have a personal relationship with Jesus, which means that you have never said, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. If that's you, repeat this prayer after me so that you can make sure today, this moment, that you have a personal relationship with the Lord, and that you have intentionally and deliberately giving your life to Christ. So say, dear Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Help me. Lead me. Guide me. Forgive my sins. Wash me and cleanse me. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Thank you for dying on the cross for me. Thank you for rising from the dead. Thank you for ascending into heaven, that I would have eternal life. Help me, Jesus, to walk with you. Amen. That's the same way I would lead my Sunday school kids to Christ. And I thank God that now that you have given your life to Christ, that you can understand better when you read the word. The Holy Spirit will give you understanding. And I would suggest that you have a Bible, get your Bible, and start reading the Gospel of John. And that's how I would lead and tell anybody that I've just led to Christ what to do. So we thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to rescue somebody else, to help them, Lord God, make a decision to live for you. We thank you, Lord, that we've already made a decision to live for you, and we desire to know you more, as the song said. We surrender our lives to you right now, Lord God, and most of all, we surrender our wills. Lord, the enemy can't do nothing with us, because whatever they do to knock us down, we just get right back up. Whatever they do to tear us down, we just keep on walking. Whatever they do, Lord God, to stop us, Lord, you just remove those blockages. You remove those hindrances. And Lord, we use your word against the devil right now. And we bind every weapon formed against us that will not prosper. We come against every foul demon that will come to hinder the word of God. We ask you, Lord, to beat back the forces of darkness on our behalf. Lord, we ask that you would send angels to line the airwaves, to guard the frequencies, podcast, Lord God, that it would go forth with power from one nation to the next, from one continent to the other, that people from all over the world that are tuning in and that would tune in on demand at another date and time, that, Lord, you would penetrate their spirit with the word. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for being with us and in us and leading us and guiding us into all truth. Lord, you said the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And Lord, no other fear will we deal with. No other fear can come near us. Hallelujah. It might come to threaten us, but we rebuke the spirit of fear right now in the name of Jesus. We rebuke it off the kids in our family that are afraid of the dark. And we ask the Holy Spirit to minister to them rest and sleep and peace in the name of Jesus. And we give you praise. Cover us in your blood right now, every home represented here on the line tonight. Everyone that's listening by way of phone or streaming, we apply the blood of Jesus to their lives, their homes, their children, their spouses, their parents, their grandchildren, and their great-grandchildren in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you and we give you praise. Thank you, Lord, for every dreamer on the line. Minister to them in dreams, Lord God. Bring us into a closer relationship with you. We want to know you more. I know I do. So, Father, I thank you. Adonai Elohim, we bow before you. We know that the angels are bowing before you now in the throne room of God, saying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. Holy, holy, holy. Lord, we thank you. We give you praise. We worship you tonight. We bless your holy name. Now, Lord, I ask that you would bless Minister Shawnee. Use her for your glory. Help her to stay focused. Lord, bring a right now word to us this evening on surrender through your servant. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Minister Shawnee, your mic is open. God bless you. I love you.
Thank you. I love you too, Mom. God bless you too. God bless every listener out there. And I just want to say, look how God works. I speak the victory over every problem that any listener has tonight. Any confusion going on in your life, I come against it with full authority and power in Jesus' name. Because the enemy is working every second. And let me tell you how, to begin, my mom said, we were praying, and she said, why'd you just say, oh boy? God gets all the victory tonight. I surrender and submit to his spirit that every word that comes forth is him and his will. It's nothing about me coming forth, because I had almost four pages of notes, and on my app, my note app on my phone, and when I hit it to put it at the beginning, there's no notes there, as my mom was opening up the show. And so I also come against intimidation. I come against doubts. I come against fear right now in the name of Jesus, because I am fully confident in the power of God and his will in my life and this divine appointment to speak to the masses according to his word and the truth of it. It is not me. It is God and the Holy Spirit that is moving this evening. And I thank him. I thank you, Lord God, because you love us. And through surrender and submission, we can experience a more closer, committed relationship with you. Surrender is deep. It's a feeling you get during desperation and brokenness because your hands are tied. There's no other way. You can't come up with any other thought. You can't manipulate the situation. The sorrow that you feel is because you want to give up. And in those times when you know God, you might feel like, why now or why me? And you don't want to go on. We face things in life because that's life. But through our relationship and connection with God, we get to times where there's no other answer but to give it to him and let your trust and faith in God that he does these things. This is what he does. You can't work it out. And the test is you, through activating your faith and showing it, your attitude, your disposition becomes one of, I got the victory. You're going to manifest it through you not taking on a defeated disposition. You're not going to fear that what you're facing is it. See, God puts, see, faith, the reason we have to have faith in things and use faith is because when it looks like one thing, you know that that what it looks like isn't what it is. God is greater than the trial, the storm, the opposition. So when you show faith, it lets him see that you really love and have belief in what he's done by just dying on Calvary, going through the persecution and the hate and the despising of your Savior to give you an eternal peace and eternity with him, a future that's brighter than what your situation is at the moment. So I'm going to give you some scriptures that have to do with submission and surrender.
Let me ask you a question first, Shawnee. Are you okay with your scriptures? Because it sounds like a lot of moving around.
Yeah, I'm okay with my scriptures.
You got your scriptures? Are you using more than Proverbs 16? Because I can read for you.
Yeah, I'm using Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. I have been crucified with Christ, and no, I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. That comes through surrender. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. James chapter 1, verse 22. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves, but do what it says.
Yeah.
Then James chapter 4, verse 7, submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. See, the first part of that verse is submit yourselves. Don't leave that out. You have to surrender to God. Then resist the devil. You can't do any type of resisting or standing unless you're submitted and surrendered to God, because God didn't say that we wouldn't have trials and tribulations and things that we had to go through, that when you've done all that you can do to stand, all you can do is stand by faith. Stand for nothing, fall for anything. Do not get weary in well-doing, because in due season you shall reap if you faint not. James chapter 4, verse 10 says, humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up. Excuse me. Jeremiah chapter 10, 23, Lord, I know that people's lives are not their own. It is not for them to direct their steps. We submit, we surrender to God, we trust in him with all our heart, lean not on our own understanding, and he shall direct your path. Surrender has to do with, in no way, shape, or form, are you doing it yourself, or do you have to think of the way to go? Because now you're actually listening to God and waiting on direction from him.
That's good.
You don't move until you get the way that, and then a confirmation that you're actually hearing from the Lord. See, when you have faith that your relationship has put you in a place where, because he says, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow, then you are comfortable in the fact that, the faith that you are actually hearing from the Lord. You can't doubt, because a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. But when you give up all to follow Jesus, when you're in a place so desperate and broken that there's nothing else to do but fall down. Give it to him and cry and let go. Because if you hold on to it, you're stressing still getting it. If you hold on to the problem and don't come in, the peace of God taking over that surpasses your own understanding in the midst of the trial, you will not conquer. You will not overcome. We're not supposed to be in the storm, weighed down and burdened. We are supposed to already take on the attitude and the victorious disposition that it's already done. We call things that are not as though they are. That's faith. That's victory. And it's already done because things that God does, he already did before the foundation of the earth. He knew you. He knew you before you were formed in the womb. And he said, I know the plans that I have for you. Plans to give you hope and a future and not do you any harm. Matthew 6, verse 33 says, but seek ye first his kingdom. That's a surrender and a submission to, don't look any other way but to God and building his kingdom, saving souls, preaching the good news of gospel and salvation, and seeking his righteousness and walking in his way, and all the other things will be given unto you as well. You can't be in yourself and get all the other things. You can't take on a spirit of you had something to do with it. You can't have pride and say you're submitted. Pride cometh before a fall, and we have nothing to do with anything, actually, because God is in total control. And that's the way I like it. That's the way I want it. I'd rather the responsibility be on my Father than it be on me even tonight for what is about to take place in the next hour, you know, in the breakthrough, in the message that you get from what the Holy Spirit is doing. And I thank God I'm a willing vessel. I surrender. I submit, and I have faith that he's going to bless you tonight. Surrender is an intimate thing because I've been to a place where things are going on and they pile up, and you can't do anything because you feel like you've got the worst situation than starving children in Somalia. And there's no relief in your heart and in your spirit. You're disappointed. You're sad. And there's nothing you can do to lift it or feel any other way. But if you pray and you break through just the prayer level and you begin to worship and talk to God like he's actually your Father and he's listening.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You get to a point of something.
Hallelujah.
You have the ultimate Most High, the magnificent.
Hallelujah.
The master that will take it all away, even in the midst of it. When you ain't got nobody else, nobody's picking up their for you to get some relief. Sometimes it ain't gonna be nobody else to talk to. You're looking through your phone book. You wanna call from 16 to say to you, Lord. And you got to say the word all right now. It's your time. And actually, he was already there. He was waiting for you to give it away. You can't rely on people to make you have peace in the midst of your trial. That's not giving God the total victory when you come out of it. Surrender is an intimate acceptance that there is really something that you can't see working in your favor. As sad as we get sometimes at the end of the tears, you can come out of that worship and praise and actually be comforted because you just shared something so intimate with God. Is as if he actually wrapped your arm, his arms around you. And there's a completion there, even when the work isn't done. I know it. I know it because I've been in situations where I couldn't move, but I was in God's will. And I want to run under the protection of his will and the direction so I could do something about what was going on outside of where God put me. It's meant for you to know and see God work for you, and you ain't had nothing to do with it. That way, you can't lie about. Sorry.
I think you should settle down and calm down, Shauna. Shauna.
Okay.
Shauna.
God works it out for you.
Shauna, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Shauna, okay.
Yes.
It sounds like a lot of movement. It's too much moving around. So
it's
are
my
you
earphone.
Sitting?
Yes,
okay.
I have my earphone wire got caught in my bracelet.
Oh, okay.
And
okay, now it sounds
out
better.
Of my ear. Yeah.
Okay, so it sounds better now, but it was too much. Sound like too much movement. I thought something was going on. It was little more than turning pages. Okay.
I was trying to untangle from the wire. Matter of fact,
okay.
I'm gonna take the earphones off.
Okay, good.
Now. Better? Can you hear me? Much better?
Yeah, that's better. Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Thanks.
Now, back to scripture. John chapter 4:23-24 said, yet a time is coming and has now come when the true worshipers will worship the Father in the spirit and in truth, for they are the kind of worshipers that the Father seeks. People don't always understand just because they haven't found out yet that prayer is prayer and worship is worship. See, there's levels to this thing. And in order to get the breakthrough, see, surrender, total surrender moves God. And that feeling and the way God moves when you're in a state of surrender, it's like, it's a shift. It's a wave that I never understand because of how dark and desperate my situation looked, and not thinking that there would ever be a good outcome. And I am never quick to say, oh man, the devil, look what the devil's doing. I don't even want to give him credit because I know that things occur in life to make us stronger, to practice the activation of faith. And when you use the name of Jesus and pray the way you should pray, submitted and surrendered, That is what activates God's movement closer to you in an intimate kind of way, in a loving way that you can feel around you, but you can't explain it, because it's amazing when something that you cannot see, but you can touch it, you can feel it, you depend on it, and you get more closer to it. Your faith is stronger. Now you walk on serpents' heads, and you can effectively know that he's got it in situations that people might say, oh, I don't know how she's going to do it. See, we go through things like we lost the job, we're going to lose the house. Marriage isn't going right, the husband's not coming back. You know, things get to messing with us where it's a time that we have to hone in and draw on God's strength, because he's the strong tower that we run into. He wants to be that father. He wants to be the answer. He wants to be chosen. He didn't create us to just praise him and go along with things. We're not robots. We're not like the angels that have what they have a duty to do, 24 hours to praise and worship God. There are just praise and worship angels. God didn't give us that life, you understand? He gave us a freedom to choose him and love on him as if he is actually right there. And guess what? He is right there. So be confident right now that even when you look to your left and you look to your right and you don't feel like he got your back and nobody got your front, you surrender right then and he will complete you and perfect your peace in the midst of what's going wrong.
Hallelujah.
Things got so desperate for me when I needed to surrender, because there was nothing I do when my son came to me and said, I'm tired. I'm tired. He was on Percocet. And he did not want to take another drug to get off a drug. He was kicking Percocet, cold turkey, and for 32 days. I know my sanity was tested. My brain, my everything was tested. But I didn't waver and say, God, why not? When he was throwing up, when he couldn't, had nothing left inside of his body to throw up, the agony of the noise coming out of him to bring up what isn't there will torture any mother. And when you surrender to God, because you know that's your firstborn child, and devil, you're not getting this one. And you talk like that out loud as you're holding your child and praying. And guess what? You hear your child say, yes, Lord, thank you.
Hallelujah.
All you can do is hold him, because he just goes from a hot shower, a bath, back to the bathroom floor, or the floor here, and the couch there, and one cracker, and a mug of tea, you know it's going to keep him up all night. Christ, the God of his body. This is a devil thing that he's going to rob you of your child, of your peace. He's going to put you in a place in your mind that you give up, and now your answer is, let's go get high. But God put that strength in you. So while you're praying over your baby and you're holding your baby, you're not going to leave them, because God said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. That's
being clearer in the phone.
That surrender, that humility, that is washed, that is penetrating you. Oh, man. Is bringing you, it's actually a spiritual warfare that you're doing that is working and moving God in your favor, and you're making the devil mad. See, the devil wants you to always doubt God. He always wants you to look at the situation and give you the dark side. I don't receive that. See, my God says I can decree and declare that I can manifest things through the belief and pleading his blood over a situation, over my children, over my family, over my mother. She can do it over me and the future grandchildren and generations to come, and the faith and full authority that God gave us. No, not Saint this one, not Mother Mary. God said greater works shall ye do than these in my name. In my name. You know you like it when people talk about you and you ain't got to talk about yourself. Oh, girl. Yeah, that girl's on fire. God got that girl. Remember where she was here this day? Look at her now. You like that. That is God. See, humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. People will see how in the midst of it all, you still give God the glory. So did Job. And see, his friends was like, how can you not ask God why you? How can you not blame God? Like, you all righteous. You all praying, you got everything, and now nothing, and you ain't cursed him yet. Oh, just curse him. See, wait. We're not doing that. We're taking chances with God. I take some chances with somebody just as human as me. Look, I can doubt you. I'm not doubting my God. Because that submission and that surrender showed up when I was 9 or 10 years old. I knew he was in the room. See, surrender triggers his most high magnificent. It's like he gets down off his throne and comes to actually visit you. He's right there. And see, it's so powerful. You know he's there. You won't open up your eyes because you think you're going to go blind, because you know you can't view him in all his righteousness and holiness in your state. You can't look there. Like, whenever I knew that God was in the room, I dare not open my eyes because I didn't want to die. I didn't want to go blind. I know every experience, when you're going through an experience that breaks you, who said you weren't going to have those? God did not promise you you wouldn't, because Christ went through things, more things than we'll ever experience. Excuse me. than we'll ever experience, than we'll ever go through. We'll never get whipped with a cat of nine tails to that thing, like, lodges itself into our skin. And when you pull back and yank your veins so that your blood vessels burst, we'll never get a crown of thorns pressed down into our skull and have to carry a cross through it all, being spat on in front of your mother. We're never going to experience that. So to break down with a God, break down in front of a God in tears, in desperation, in a hurt inside of you that feels like a void, that just took a chunk out of you. And you don't know if you're ever going to be the same again. You don't know if you're going to survive this one without going to get a hit. You understand what I'm saying? You know where I'm coming from? That surrender says, that type of surrender, that type of honest emotion aimed at God, looking at your father with eyes like, I ain't got no father but you. I ain't got no father but you. I ain't no father. My dad never showed up. So I call God my dad. Come on, Dad. Come on, Dad. Like, look, you know this is your daughter calling on you right now. And you all I got. You're the only man I got. You're the only thing I got right now that is true. So, look, you got to deal with these men in my house because I'm not doing it no more. That's surrender. I'm not going to fight. I'm not going to go back and forth. That's surrender. I'm going to be quiet. I'm going to be still. And I'm going to have faith. Give you the victory, Lord God, by my side. Be slow to anger. That means slow to speak. God, don't block me up. I'm really going off by even adding that, but I'm slow to anger. I'm slow to speak. I'm quick to listen because I'm listening for what is in coming out at me. If it's just, you know, a person's emotions, we have to look at each other just as human as you feel. Just because your sister's a preacher doesn't mean that she can't feel or she's supposed to be some type of stronger than you. Just because your cousin teaches Sunday school, goes to all-night prayer, and once a year on the mission, doesn't make her any more less available for a moment of submission and surrender. You can't do anything without God. You can't experience, you can't have an emotion without an experience. You just don't feel a certain way on Wednesday because it came along. You're going through something that took you there. You understand? We know this. Sometimes we get in situations of surrender. God, I can't take it no more. I don't want to live. I don't want to be. Would you hurry up and come get me? And see, we are such a privileged people that we don't have to build a rocket ship to try to get to Him. We ain't got to build a tower. And let some Antichrist spirit convince us that we got to protect us ourselves from God. We're so privileged that He's coming back to get us in front of everybody. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord. He prepares a table before me and you in the presence of our enemies. Say what you want to say, but watch me. And you hungry. Glory to God. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you replaced the notes. Because I was praising and worshiping. I couldn't even talk. And I know it just, like, it penetrates my mind to hear me think, she think I got a cold. Are you taking anything for that? No, Mom, this is praise and worship. I can't, look, my nose is still running, tears are still coming out of my eyes. Because my connection with God is not just by faith. It's a faith thing. I work it, but I know about this. I know he replaced everything that I didn't have a dad gives me. Because if I believe God was like my father, I'd be an atheist. I wouldn't want that type of love. That can't be God. That, look, man, I would rather, look, I don't need no empty words of or lies to pump anything into my flesh. I walk by faith, not by sight. The weapons of my warfare is not carnal, but mighty through God. To the point that I'm so strong. And see, that's what I'm working right now. I'm coming against every disappointment, every broken heart, everything that I've done before God that I know is just, and the devil wants me to walk around ashamed forever. No.
Oh, yeah.
The devil wanted me to think and embody the fact that my son had to take drugs. It was my fault. Oh, listen, well, guess what? Guess whose fault it is that they're victorious, that he's living, that he's healed, that he's successful, that he has become
Hallelujah.
A grown, beautiful man, about to have my first grandchild. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you that makes my heart leap, pound, flutter, and just look at my dad, my holy dad. Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Rapha, he's all that. Something George Burnett can't ever come close to being, but I pray for his salvation too, and I forgive him because God done fixed that in me too because I surrendered.
Hallelujah.
See, sometimes you get so messed up with one thing that you want to know why it takes you to everything you missed as a little girl. And you say to me, well, why didn't my dad want me? What was it something about me? Then he's going to come again and make me try to blame my mother for it. Oh, no, see, that's where I got to stay submitted. I got my own deliverance. Like, to be working out and dealing with here, I can't be getting more on my plate to question my dad, my holy dad about. No, I just got to believe. To see, here my mother is looking for me, storming the gates of heaven for me, and never said a bad word about my dad. So how am I going to come and believe the enemy that it was my fault that he wasn't there? The devil's a liar. That would put something between, I ain't got no dad, now something between me and him, now something between me and her, now something between me and Lot, and God. Now who I connect with then? See, I don't just believe, you know, every little voice that whispers in my ear gives me some type of feeling of insecurity that I'm not worthy. That wasn't the plan. Just God's plan for me was to be messed up, and I'm supposed to complete the mission of, you know, building the kingdom with all that. No, See, I live an abundant life. I'm healthy. I live an abundant. I got a relationship with God, and it's fulfilling. I'm content. Look, whoever don't like me, that's not my issue. That's yours. Keep it over there. Whoever doesn't like the fact that in the midst of my mess, God is still loving me. He's still my dad. get off me. Handle and work out your situation, your salvation closely with fear and trembling. You get all focused on other mind, you're going to miss something. You're going to miss something about yours. Because I'm not getting caught up in Mr. Jones over here and Mr. Green over there and what my husband's doing when he goes around the corner and what my sons are doing when they go out on Friday night. No, I'm already fully confident from the miracles and the things that my heavenly dad has done, my Father God, my Yeshua, to bring me out of prior experiences when I'm in rehab and my kids are going like, oh, God. And I got to stay. I got to stand. I can't run out of where I'm getting worked on, fix anything, if I don't go through the test of staying, to stay, and not ready, running away before the work is completed. How about trying to take your car off the thing that, because they changed the tire. So, oh, my God, I got to go. And the tire's not even on the car yet. And you're trying to drive it. How's that going to end up for you? The faith that he is going to carry on the work to completion to the day that Christ returns. Man, you haven't arrived yet. Because he hasn't arrived yet. You hear what I'm saying? But he's coming. And I'm ready. I'm ready. I've been long gone ready. Like there's nothing going on here. On Canaan, Canton, Philadelphia, Dubai. There ain't nothing going on. Like more where I want to be than in the sky when my Lord and Savior calls me to come.
Did you read Proverbs 16?
If you do, that's on you. You go ahead. You go Shawnee. Right ahead. I can't. Yes.
Did you read Proverbs 16 yet?
I can't
yet?
Think of it.
Oh, I got it right here. You want me to read it for you,
Mom? What?
Proverbs 16:3-9.
Yes, please read it for me.
Commit your works to the Lord, and your thoughts will be established. You want to say something about that?
Yes.
The Lord. Go ahead.
You commit your works to the Lord, and you're doing everything for God and not for recognition. Your works will be established. You're not looking for the pastor to be pleased or to please your mom or anyone in the same flesh as you, but do things unto God is what moves God. And God
okay, verse
good,
4.
Good.
The verse 4 says, the Lord has made all for himself, yes, even the wicked for the day of doom. Everyone proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Though they join forces, none will go unpunished. Verse 6.
Amen.
In mercy and truth, atonement is provided for iniquity. And by the fear of the Lord, one departs from evil. That's good. That's an excellent verse right there. When we walk in the fear of the Lord. Go ahead.
Philippians chapter 2:5-8 says, in your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing. That's surrender. By taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself. He surrendered himself by becoming obedient until death, even death on a cross. What an amazing, loving God we serve, who is there for us. That we're blessed. That's the benefit of humbling. There's 1 Peter chapter 5, 6 or 10. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. And there's no reason to be anxious. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Be alert and sober of mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in faith. That's the only way you can resist the devil, by faith, standing firm in faith, because you know that the family of believers throughout the world is undergoing the same kind of suffering. My sister's suffering too. I gotta intercede for us. And the God of all grace, who called you in his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered for a little while, just a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. See, a surrendered, submitted soul can rest assured that the sorrow only lasting for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Everything takes for you to stand and stand up for God, acknowledging him and depending on him. What father doesn't want his child to depend on him? If you can't depend on him, who are you going to depend on? John 15, verse 1 through 7 says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because the word I have spoken to you. So remain in me as I also remain in you. See, it's not one-sided. No branch can bear fruit by itself. We can't be fruitful without a submitted, surrendered life with God. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Hallelujah. I know, God, I am nothing without you. And I thank you that there is not anything prideful in my relationship with you, God. I'm not ashamed of the Lord. See, so being surrendered and submitted, you're not ashamed. You're not too good to cry out and know that only God can do it. Only because only he can. Only God could do the things that he's done within my family to keep us united, to keep us together, still together today, because things that I've been through in my life, my family could have walked away. I could be somewhere still trying to medicate a failed life a failed attempt to get well, a failed attempt to stop, because I fail doing things on my own. There's just no way that I can do it by myself. And I thank God that when I submit and I surrender, he comes closer to me. And even though there's no relief right at that moment, because I can feel his presence loving me through it, I stay right there, content until the storm is over. Not Amen. Eager to have a next one, but I thank God for
yes.
the victory through surrender. I thank God for my mom. I appreciate my mom helping me get back to the scripture, because when my notes disappeared, I was scrambling. But I was still confident that God penetrates the airwaves and I'm surrendered. I'm submitted. I want to do what he tells me to do. So that's it. That's the word of God. May God add a blessing to it. I hope that everyone tonight gets something from it. Let it resonate, marinate through your weekend. God bless you. Thank you, Mom. Mike, I put the show back in your hands.
Thank you. Well, praise God. I really felt that Shawnee was extremely transparent. And sometimes when you really minister from your heart, it's hard to keep back the tears. And she was really ministering from her heart. I want to say that it was right before COVID when my oldest grandson, was addicted to opioids. And he thinks he decided on his own to get clean. But I believe that through our prayers, the Holy Spirit was working on him and made him decide to get clean. And he went the hardest route that anybody could have gone, because he couldn't work. He was just under attack, and he was trying to get free, trying to get delivered. He didn't know how to go about it as a Christian, so he went cold turkey, and his body reacted to it. And so his father brought him over to my daughter's home, and he stayed there, and she went through every step of the way in helping him get clean. And then at some point I showed up at the door, and I could see he couldn't even stand up. He would just fall out on the floor, on the sofa. And the Lord totally delivered him. And he has his testimony on Facebook about what he went through. And his father found a friend that is a doctor that helped him get his stomach back in order medically. But he's been free and delivered ever since, because God has his hand on his life. And we're going to pray for him tonight, and we're going to pray for everybody's grandchildren tonight, and my other grandson and my great grandchild that's on the way. So that's what Shawnee was trying to tell you about her son and what he went through, and what a mother goes through seeing their child go through that. And also with Shawnee's father not being in her life, you feel that. It causes you, even in Christ, to get emotional. And it also causes you to know that there's an urgency to surrender and get closer to Father God, who is your Father. and that would never disappoint you, that would never leave you, that would never betray you, that would never abandon you, that is always there once you have given your life to him. And I know that God was in my life. The Lord's hand was on my life before I ever thought about giving my life to Christ. I could have woke up in hell some days concerning the threats. And I'm serious about that. And after I got saved and thought about all that, it just made me fall out on the floor and just cry that God didn't let me die. So I know he ain't going to let it happen now. If he didn't let it happen before I knew the name of Jesus and that he could be my personal savior and before I became born again, if he didn't let it happen then, he's not going to let it happen now. So the Bible clearly tells us that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And when you walk in the fear of the Lord, there's just stuff you're not going to do. You're not even going to think about hurting somebody. You're not even going to think about getting revenge. You're not even going to think about doing certain things that they do to you. You're just not. The world's got all kinds of things, and I've seen total evidence of the scriptures in my life over the last 15, 20 years that talk about the plots and the plans of the evil one, the plots and the plans of the wicked. The evil one could very well be an evil person, but we know most of the times in the scripture it talks about the evil one being the devil, Satan and his demons. Wicked is people. When the Bible talks about wicked, the Bible's talking about people, the things that they do. And so the Lord reveals the plots and the plans of the wicked. He intercepts them. There's a whole lot more evil and wickedness that could have happened to us that God didn't let happen. The few little things that got that, nothing gets past him, but the few little things has gotten past us. God has helped us through it. So right now, I know that mostly every listener's got some grandparents, grandchildren, spiritual grandkids, spiritual kids, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, babies on the way. Just think about them right now and call out their names before God as I pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I lift up Xavier. Lift up. Call out their names. I lift up Xavier, my grandson, my oldest grandson. I lift up River, my youngest grandson. I lift up the baby that's on the way in its mother's womb right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I thank you, Lord, for your hand upon their lives and every grandchild and great-grandchild's name that's been called out right now. If you're listening live, call them out. If you're on demand later, call them out in the name of Jesus. I lift them up before you. Your word says that all of them have angels around them. Lord, I lift them up, and I ask God that you would look upon them, breathe your breath of life into their nostrils, draw them to your side, draw them to the bleeding side of Calvary, that they would cry out, "What must I do to be saved?" That they would cry out, "I want to know you more, Lord. I want to know you more. I want to know you more. I want to know you more, Lord. I want to know you more, Jesus. You're the Savior of the world, but only those that obey you can call you Lord. Lord, give our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, an obedient spirit. Anoint them in the womb. Anoint them right now, Lord God. David was called and chosen by you before Samuel ever anointed him with oil. So, Lord, we know that you have your hand upon these children. Keep them safe from all hurt, harm, and danger. Lord, let them be safe in the school system. Let them be safe in the community. Let them be safe in their homes, in our homes. Let no stray bullets enter into their bodies or come in their direction. In the name of Jesus, we bind any weapon formed against their minds, their bodies, their futures, in the name of Jesus. Keep them away from evil and wicked people, Lord God. Move by your spirit, Lord God.
Draw them as only you can do. Draw them like you drew us. Give them a surrendered spirit, Lord God. Hallelujah. Make them to know you, Lord God. Call upon your name. Bless them today. As grandparents and great-grandparents, we pronounce the blessings of the Lord upon these children right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We ask God that you would bless them with people around them, Lord God, that would protect them and not violate them, that would love them and not abuse them, that would speak kindly and highly of them and not speak meanness and coldness and gossip against them. Lord, we bind every false witness that would come against them in the name of Jesus. There were so many false witnesses that came against Jesus that positioned themselves in the crowd. Crucify him, crucify him. Oh God, we ask God that you would move by your spirit, that your holy angels would protect them from those kind of people in the name of Jesus. So God, we thank you. We give you praise. We thank you, Lord, that this word was to glorify you, that we all, Lord God, submit our lives to you, our wills to you, that your will be done in our lives, that your will be done in our relationships, in our families, among our siblings, among our friends. We thank you for the friends that you've given us, Lord Jesus, the trusted ones, the ones, Lord God, that will never betray us. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for friends that love us. I thank you for those that dialed in tonight, my friend Joni, my friend Renee and Candace, and my friend Muriel, my spiritual mother Muriel. I thank you, Lord, for them. Lord, your word says in Psalm 91:16, with long life will I satisfy you and show you my salvation. I pray that prayer among every listener tonight. Muriel has been my friend since within the first 2 or 3 years that I've gotten saved. She trained me on the telephone lines of the 700 Club, the Christian Broadcasting Network, and I became a volunteer, and I rolled on the phone lines just like she trained me. I did everything she said. She was handpicked by the manager of the prayer center to train me, and we've been friends ever since. And she knows me inside and out, and Shawnee inside and out. She knows my grandson. She knows our problems. She knows our downside. She knows our upside. She has prayed for us. She's labored in prayer for us. They're the kind of people we need in our lives that aren't going to talk us down and put us down, but to encourage our hearts that God's will is still going to be done in our lives. They're the people we need in our circles, not to evaluate us, not to judge us, not to point the finger at us, not to seek whatever the enemy wants them to find, but to seek what God wants us to find, righteousness and truth in the Holy Ghost. So, Father, we commit this broadcast to you, and we ask and we hope that you have been blessed as you've listened and joined us, that your presence has certainly been upon Shawnee, wherever she's seated in her room. Comfort her right now, Lord God. Let her know, Lord God, that you have visited her today, that she has ministered as the Holy Spirit has led. Comfort her, Lord God, concerning the absence of her natural father. He can't compare to the great and glorious Adonai Elohim,
that is her spiritual father. Hallelujah. No one can put a call on your life like God. No one can choose you like God. Hallelujah. He'll never turn his back on you. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. So we give you all the praise, honor, and glory tonight, Lord. And I thank you for every listener. I apply the blood of Jesus to their minds, their bodies, their homes, their futures, their children, their grandchildren. Draw us closer to you, all of us. We want to know you more. And I know that you glory in that. You bask in it, hallelujah, that we desire to know you more, to get closer to you, our Lord and our Savior, our love of our lives, our best friend. If there's a better word than best, that's who you are to us, Lord God. And we thank you. We thank you for tonight's broadcast. I'm Seer Evangelist Linda Cazares, and I just want to say, only what you do for Christ will last. Thank you for joining us. God bless you and good night. Let God minister to you through the night and give you sweet dreams, his dreams, spiritual dreams, anointed dreams. In Jesus' name, amen.